Tonight, the play Doubt opens on Broadway. It takes on a subject that's been much in the news in recent years, the sex scandal in the Catholic Church. The playwright is John Patrick Shanley, best known as a screenwriter of the popular film Moonstruck. He attended Catholic school as a child, and his familiarity with this terrain lends an air of authenticity to his play. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
For Shanley, doubt is something of a journey into his own past. The main set of the play recreates the courtyard of the Catholic school in the Bronx, which he attended almost 50 years ago. The nuns depicted in the play wear the same habits as the Sisters of Charity who taught him as a child. And Shanley was actually reunited with one of those teachers who heard about the play and came to see it.
My first grade teacher, who was named Sister James, is not only still alive, but still teaching. And I've just invited her to the opening night of the show. She's coming as my guest.
Sister James also happens to be the name of the young nun in the play who helps set events in motion when she tells the formidable school principal, Sister Aloysius, that a popular young priest may be involved in some questionable activity with one of her students.
What have you seen?
I don't know.
What have you seen?
He took Donald to the rectory.
What for?
A tour.
Alone?
Yes.
When?
A week ago.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. It never came into my mind that there could be anything wrong.
Of all the children, Donald Mower.
Shanley says he was well aware going into the play that audience members would bring their own preconceived ideas into the theater with them. He deliberately set out to challenge those assumptions.
I don't think there's any need for any play or any movie to take the stand that abusing children is wrong. I think we all sort of get that. What I was interested in is our assumptions, in what we want to believe, what we think is true, what we would like to believe is true, and how that can play into things, actions taking place that are unjust or unfounded, or, on the other hand, totally necessary.
Doubt takes place in 1964. It opens with a sermon about doubt. It is delivered by the boyishly handsome Father Flynn, as played by Breen O'Byrne. From the opening moments of the play, says O'Byrne, the audience is thrown off guard by this charming priest.
It's like the first thing you see in the show is a priest walking down towards the front of the stage to talk. As soon as you see this priest, I think you automatically go, he's guilty. I mean, certainly I should say I do, you know, because all we've heard about recently is this is about, you know, the Catholic Church, every priest you see is almost guilty by association. The great thing about the play is that as soon as you see this priest, you like him.
Set against Father Flynn is Sister Aloysius, physically imposing, devoid of charm, and rigidly certain about her beliefs. She is also like a mother lion protecting her cubs. Cherry Jones, the actress who portrays Sister Aloysius, says she wanted to make the character more likable, but her director wouldn't allow it.
I live for the day he gives me a note that says, you really have to soften her there at that point. It's not going to happen, I don't think. But as a Methodist from Tennessee, you know, so many of her ideas are appalling to me. And yet, as written, all the humanity is there, and the flaws in this woman are what make her so human and make her so delicious to play. She is a deeply compassionate person. You just wouldn't know it.
Convinced that something terrible has happened between Father Flynn and the young boy, Sister Aloysius sets out to expose the priest. As a nun and a woman, she has little room for maneuvering against the male-dominated hierarchy of the church. And nice though Father Flynn may be, he is equally fierce in his own defense.
Did you give Donald Muller wine to drink?
Have you never done anything wrong?
I have.
Mortal shame.
Yes,
and
I confessed it. Did you give Donald Muller wine to drink?
Whatever I have done, I have left in the healing hands of my confessor, as have you. We are the same.
We are not the same. A dog that bites is a dog that bites. I do not justify what I do wrong and go on. I admit it, desist, and take my medicine. Did you give Donald Muller wine to drink?
No.
Mental reservation?
No.
You lie.
As the conflict between nun and priest builds, Joan says you can feel the tension growing among audience members.
When you hear an audience, sort of a part of the audience cheer my position, you'll feel this bristling from another part of the audience who turns and thinks, who are these people who could possibly be buying this argument, you know? And I've never felt that in a theater before in my life.
In the end, Sister Aloysius seems to have misgivings about what she's done, but Cherry Jones says she's sure the character has no doubt at all about the priest's guilt, though she is left with larger doubts about the very underpinnings of her life.
I think it has been such a brutal process, and she's seen her institution in a way she's never seen it before. And I honestly think she doubts the church. I think she's questioning God as she never has before in her life, even when she lost her husband in World War II. I think she is a total mess at the end of this play, that it has been a bloody, bruising battle, and it's shaken everything she believes in.
But that is merely Jones's interpretation. She doesn't know for sure whether or not Father Flynn committed a heinous crime. Brino Byrne does, because the playwright told him.
Well, I know whether he is guilty or not guilty, and I'm not going to tell.
John Patrick Shanley isn't telling either. He leaves his play on a note of doubt because, he says, that may be as close to the truth as we ever get.
To be an adult, I think, to be a sophisticated person, is to be able to live with the paradox that you can never know for sure, to live with doubt, to live with ambiguity, to live with contradiction, and to see that that's part of the experience and dilemma of being a human being.
No one, of course, knows how long a Broadway show may run, but Cherry Jones says when it does end, Brino Byrne has promised he will tell her the truth about Father Flynn, and she has no doubt he will make good on that promise. Lynn Neary, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.